Hello and welcome to It Doesn't Work That Way with me, Kalisha Zachary.
And me, Kashelle Zachary.
How you doing, best friend?
I'm doing very good. How are you?
I'm great. You want to know?
Because you want to get it out.
I do.
Go ahead, get it out.
Whenever I'm down.
There you go.
I call on you, my friend.
Hey!
In my time of need, so I'm calling you now. Shout out to Brandy and Ray, because Ray J was in that video.
He was.
Remember Brandy's album? You remember Brandy's album?
Baby, 1996 or 7? Was it 96 or was it 95?
That album, y'all.
I Wanna Be Down.
Go and listen to that album wherever you can get it. If you had. I was in middle school when that album came out.
I Want to Be Down.
It was 94.
94?
I was like 94 and 95. I just remember everybody doing.
Friends may come and friends may go, but you should know that I've got your back. It's automatic. Shout out to Brandy.
Shout out to
the
Brandy.
Vocal Bible.
And shout out to Spider being on this episode.
Come on, Spider.
Thank you for that 1994.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir.
That was, oh man, that was such a good album.
It was.
That's about to be what the roll home in.
Mm. Come on. You're going to go down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I do too.
I'll leave on this. I was digging. I Want to Be Down. I was.
Be down.
Then when she flipped it up on us.
With what?
The remix.
About yay short. Uh-huh. About yay tall. Uh-huh. About so big. Uh-huh. About so small.
Yeah.
About this length. Uh-huh. About this width. Uh-huh. About this flow. Word. About this gift.
Oh, with Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
Who all was on that remix?
Queen Latifah.
Shout out to Dana Owens.
Yes. Can we stop at Dana?
Can we stop at Queen Latifah? Give it to him, Queen. You got it.
I don't even know if the Queen will ever hear this episode.
She may. But give it to her. Put it out there in the ether.
But
put
I have to give you your flowers.
Yes.
You have been such a creative inspiration from your positive music platform.
Mm-hmm.
You are really promoting unity. I love the way that you stay, that you stick up for yourself and just black women, period.
Mm-hmm.
Who you calling a bitch?
That's what she said.
She said,
do you remember
I-T-Y.
You was trying to redo her outfit?
I do for the fur.
Yes!
It was like, I think it was either the 90s, the 1990, whenever she came out with, I can't remember. But yes, I've had my Queen Latifah inspirational moments, but I do want to say thank you. I have been very inspired
mm-hmm.
by your journey.
She's on your coffee table art book.
She is. I have been very inspired by your creative journey in the industry, from music
mm-hmm.
to film to television.
Mm-hmm.
You are truly, truly like someone that I go back to and I reference. I appreciate your artistry in this space. And I appreciate how you have maintained that level of just positive energy. You ain't hearing Dana Owens' name and no foolishness. You
give
just
it
not.
To him, Queen. And she made good films.
She does. The Holiday, I had to watch it over the holiday
yes.
with my mom. It was just so cute.
Yes.
But yeah, I just appreciate
good music,
mm-hmm.
musicals. She was in Chicago.
She was.
Yeah, she played Big Mama in Chicago.
Did she get nominated for an Oscar?
She made, yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. She was in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Her range
is just amazing.
And she's so
amazing.
Equalizer.
Come on.
On Paramount. CBS.
Amazing. Just amazing.
Man, shout out to
Thank you, Queen
Latifah. Man. All right.
Yes.
Kashelle, let's talk about it today.
Okay.
So, Kashelle, I want to talk about, speaking of, like, you know, we see what Queen Latifah has done today. It's like what we don't see.
Correct.
Is all the years that she put in before we actually saw Queen Latifah.
Right.
But, is overnight success coming?
Ooh, Kalisha.
Asking for a friend.
You already. I think you know the answer.
Answer it, friend.
It doesn't work that way.
Child, let's talk about
it. And then if we're really being honest, why would you want it to?
Well, I want to not assume.
Mm-hmm.
This is the definition I found for overnight success.
Okay, let me hear.
An overnight success refers to someone or something that appears to achieve a high level of success very quickly, often seemingly without much effort. But in reality, it's that through line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually involves a long period of behind the scenes work and dedication that is not readily visible to the public. Essentially, it's a myth that success can happen instantly without significant prior effort.
Yeah. I love that you define that just so we can level set like what we're really talking about.
Because I really want to talk about it because of the viral age that we're in right now.
I agree. This era that we exist in is very interesting. And I was having an amazing conversation yesterday and with another creative. She's super dope. And so I was just like expressing to her, like everyone is so eager to experiment. Like it's the age of experimentation. Anybody's willing to experiment with anything, but nobody's willing like to study the consequences. And so I feel like we don't really know what we're in store for because everybody wants to play with experimentation. But then what's the consequences of that thing that you're experimenting with?
Right. That's why they usually do it in labs.
Friend, that part.
Okay.
And so I feel like with this viral age and with this era that we live in where everyone wants to prop up perception and they want you to believe that, you know, there's nothing really going on behind the scenes, or they actually want something without doing the hard work. They just want the end result. That's a very, very dangerous realm to play in. So it's interesting for me. I observe a lot and I just take it in, and I'm so glad that I can look at things like through a sober lens. And I think that's just coming from like 17 years of straight entrepreneurship, no breaks. Like, it's not too much anybody can tell me. I'm like, no, it don't work that way.
Okay, hence the podcast.
Exactly.
Nobody does it better than the Watts Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast is sponsored by Frame of Reference. The series explores the vulnerable and often hectic lives of a close group knit of friends and provides a truthful evaluation of how fear and past misfortunes can define our present point of view. You can stream season one of Frame of Reference on the Roku channel, Tubi TV, or Prime Video.
You know, when you think about overnight success in the viral age, I looked this up too. So let me do this because I want to kind of do a compare contrast between the two.
Okay.
It refers to someone or something that gained widespread fame or popularity seemingly instantly, often through a single viral video, social media post, or trend on a platform like TikTok, where a large audience can be reached rapidly, giving the perception of immediate success. There go that perception again. Despite the underlying work that might have been put in beforehand. Essentially, it's a quick rise to prominence thanks to the power of the internet.
The internet is an interesting place. It really is.
I love the internet sometimes.
The internet is an interesting place. It is very unforgiving. It's very brutal. It's very critical.
It is.
It's very harsh. It can be very hateful. It can be very damaging. It could be very, it just has a lot of, it appears to be like negative again. We're not studying the consequences, right?
Yeah.
So you can go viral, right?
Right.
Which is not a bad thing. But it's like, I guess you want to get back to the root of it. Like, what does it really mean for you, right? And if it does take you, it's just, you're just being more exposed to all these things that I just outlined. And can you handle that? Can you handle everybody not feeling the same way about what you went viral for?
Yeah.
Can you handle people having different opinions or critical statements about what you went viral
for? Even if you're not in business, and say you're just an individual, right? And you put something out there and people begin to tear it apart. I think it can be very damaging mentally.
If you're not strong enough.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people are. I think we have a mental health crisis in this country.
I agree. And I seen a recent study, I believe you shared with me, where they took a group of teenagers, mm-hmm. and they took their smartphone devices, mm-hmm. and they could not have them for 21 days. Mm-hmm. And when they started the, it seemed like a documentary of some sort, mm-hmm. but when they were talking to them, like out on the 22nd day, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think it was around day 14.
I think day 14. Thank mm-hmm. you for that. They were saying, I sleep better. I don't have anxiety. I can't, you know, they were
that like, was the one, because they were like young,
very young. They look like they were like middle school age, middle school age. It's interesting. Right. And so for them to say, she said, one young girl said, I ride my bike more. Mm-hmm. I'm outside more. Mm-hmm. I sleep better. Mm-hmm. I don't have anxiety. These are children. I can't imagine adults.
Right. And then letting alone like you use your account, your profile, online social media profile to generate revenue. That is like a double.
That's kind of pressure.
Oh my God. Because yeah. now you, it's like, can I stop? Because this is how I'd make money.
So I guess is going viral sustainable?
I don't think so.
I just think like,
I don't think so.
I think when I see a lot of things, I'm a strong observer. So I mm-hmm. observe a lot mm-hmm. and I see certain people's Instagram pages, and they're kind of posting like the same type of thing over and over and over and mm-hmm, over, and mm-hmm. it kind of has the same theme, and mm-hmm. it kind of like it all looks the same, and I'm just like, how sustainable is this for me to watch you clean your house, or how sustainable is this for me to, you know, how sustainable is that,
and, or eat in your car.
Yes, or
you're eating in your car and you're eating Wendy's again. I don't get it. Okay. I do not get it.
So in the viral age, I guess you got to ask, you know, what people are trying to go viral for.
I could see if it was natural. Like if it just naturally caught on and got into the world and it just went viral naturally.
Sometimes.
And you didn't even intend for that to happen. You just put it out there and it just took on a life of its own.
So you're saying that a lot of people trying to go, people's attempt at going viral is intentional.
Yes, I believe that. One thing that makes me sad is I can be at a restaurant
mm-hmm.
and I'm having brunch mm-hmm. and we don't have our cell phones like in our face. Mm-hmm. We're actually talking.
Communicating.
And again, I was born in the 80s. So mm-hmm. there was a time when we did not have cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Supercomputers. We didn't have it. We mm-hmm. had to actually talk.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't wait for Grandpa to fix our bikes. Do right. you remember that?
Girl, gone.
Oh my God. And whoever
day.
Was left in the garage waiting for him to oil the chain.
Yeah.
You was like, come on, Grandpa. We got to
go.
But when someone is, I guess, a food influencer and people are waiting to eat, but they got to take the photo. And it feels like, and then who, and again, I'm of a different generation, right? Mm-hmm. So I cannot relate. Other people like, that is normal. It is what it is. And I get it.
You assume that they have that train of thought.
They may or may not. I don't know. You're right. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that correction. Mm-hmm. I assume that they have that train of thought. But for me, I'm just like, is that really social? Is it really, what are you doing? If maybe Instagram is really truly now just a marketing place.
I think it's always been that.
Has it? Because before it used to be just nice picture. People would post pictures.
But
I don't know.
I think that it's always been that.
Okay.
It has been a form of that. I remember like early Instagram days, like mm-hmm. when they first came out,
mm-hmm.
I used to come across the most dopest
organic
creatives. I would be like, mm-hmm. what is mm-hmm. going on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that so much now. It feels
what
like,
do you think changed?
I think just things change, things evolve, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
but don't it feel like they always trying to say, this is what I love about our Instagram page. Shout out to Watts Pride Instagram page.
Come on, it's the
Watts Pride Instagram
put some
page.
Respect on that,
because I feel like it's a curated museum.
I love that,
and I feel like you can go see it. Like, I'm not trying to sell you something, right? Mm-hmm.
Trying to inspire you.
I'm really trying to inspire you mm-hmm. and give you some other options to watch. I feel like the reason why those young people may have felt that way,
mm-hmm. The ones that went through the experiment,
it may have felt
the
anxiety or whatever, because they were having to keep up with something,
mm-hmm.
and that began to give pressure. And then that's the version of success now is like, how many followers do you have? Mm-hmm. You know, who liked it? Who did what? And I'm not talking about in a professional capacity. I'm talking about not like you have a contract and you need to do X, Y, right. and Z because you need to adhere to that mm-hmm. if that's what you signed as a marketing influencer or whatever. Mm-hmm. But just for people who just are there mm-hmm. and they're just consumers and then they become wrapped up in this world. And I feel like there should be two different ecosystems, like mm-hmm. people who do this for a business and then people who are just there to observe, right?
But that's still taking place. That's still happening.
But I feel like we need to be able to I mean, it could be conversations being had, but I feel like we need to be able to ground that.
I think the way you get grounded from it is being able to disengage. I think if okay. you're in it too much.
Detox.
Yep, it's a real thing. I feel like if you're in it too much, you can't really see because you're so immersed.
You're sometimes in a bubble.
You have to come out, right?
What does that look like?
It looks like saying that it looks like that 21 days. For 21 mm-hmm. days, I'm not touching it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It looks like mm-hmm. it looks like you taking longer walks, being outside mm-hmm. more, engaging mm-hmm. anything that does not require for you to engage that particular thing. Mm-hmm. But how do we talk about overnight success when in the industry, in the realm of talent mm-hmm. Or whatever that is? How it, you know, because some of that, it translates from what they see socially. And then when they try to incorporate that in real life, they think that that's it. They think it works that way when it really doesn't work that way. And I think I'll be back at Brother Washington again. He was giving some acting advice and he was like, put down the phone. Don't pick it up. Leave it alone. Don't yeah. even watch because it doesn't work that way.
I think when it comes to talent and even producers who mm-hmm. want to grow as producers and mm-hmm. writers who want to grow in the industry as writers, mm-hmm. actors, et cetera. I think it's about consistency.
Outside of
the bubble.
Okay.
I think it's about consistency. I think it's about building a network, building mm-hmm. your authentic network.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say I hate the word network or networking.
You don't hate the word.
I don't, but
do you feel like the word's been hijacked?
I feel like it's been hijacked. And I feel like it's always a whiff 'em.
Oh, what's in it for me?
I feel like, can it just be like, oh, I know you. Great. And then that's it. And if it turns out to something, it turns out to something, but it may not.
Who's selling the whiff 'em?
I think people come to the whiff 'em when they go to networking things. And, you know, like if you're an actor and you're really trying to make your way up in the industry,
Authentically,
mm-hmm. you could be trying to get with folks because you think they could do something for you.
Okay.
And that's the whiff 'em. What's in it for me?
Mm.
You know, and they're looking at you like, well, what's in it for me?
Mm.
And the collaboration is not necessarily there,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not about that because everybody's trying to get to that next level. But mm-hmm. it go back to your intention, and that's season one, you know, like, wow, of the show, season one. It doesn't work that way, but why are you in this? Mm-hmm. Why are you wanting to be whatever it is that you want to be in this industry?
Is there anything wrong with wanting overnight success?
I'm not going to say wrong.
Is there any red flags for wanting overnight success?
I have some red flags. Can you handle
any
it?
Any concerns?
Okay. Can you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Could you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Could you handle it if everybody knew your name?
I'm not interested in it.
Could you handle it? If you got it's NFL athletes that get major contracts that go broke, could you handle it? Are you ready for that? Have you prepared for it? Do you really want the publicist? Do you really want that? Do you really want that world? Do you really want a manager? Do you really want somebody telling you what to do every day? Is that really what you want? Or like, can you handle it?
So is it that people have their own perception of what overnight success looks like.
Exactly.
So I guess if we go root cause, what does success look like to you?
And that's individual.
Right. And if most people deep dive, they're already successful. They just don't realize it.
If you say, I want to be an actor.
Mm-hmm. And you're acting.
And you're acting. You can take the want and throw it in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm acting.
You're successful.
Then you go. So that's a level of success.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to your next thing you want to do as an actor. Well, I want to work on a Cashelle Zachary set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did I apply for the set? Do mm-hmm. I know? Stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I'm only going to shout you out because I feel like you do very well on, I don't feel like I know, you do very well creating a collaborative environment that I believe any emerging actor or even Denzel Washington
you better appreciate. Speak.
Denzel.
Denzel, before you retire.
Come on, sir. We got a couple projects. We will write you in,
exactly.
Talking about take it to another level.
No doubt.
But I feel like people, once they know how you do what you do, they will grow to want to do that. But if for people who are acting, if there's somebody that you know you want to work with, and that would be a level of success that you believe you want to work with, let me say that. Because everybody you don't want to work with. But if you believe you want to work with them and that is what you think is the next thing for you, then you work towards that. And then once you achieve it, that is, you've been successful.
So what's the driver? What's the driver to make people think that overnight success is common? By far, the dopest version is a biweekly podcast hosted by J.M. Knighton. This show aims to provide insights from a male perspective on topics such as fatherhood, cultural discussions, art, and significant news events, while also sharing his personal beliefs and viewpoints. The podcast seeks to foster meaningful conversations that delve into cultural and societal norms, everyday experiences, and themes that are often overlooked. Listeners can anticipate moments of laughter and tears, high energy levels, personal connections, and a love for the journey of becoming, by far, the dopest version.
It's what they see, that we never show the struggle.
Mm-hmm. To your point, I think in a later episode you talked about, we never saw Michael Jackson preparing for Thriller.
We didn't.
We just saw Thriller. And even now when I see clips of him in the rehearsal for Thriller, it's mind-boggling to me.
It's amazing.
Yes,
because you know he had on the jacket.
That part.
He was wearing the jacket.
All day. But even seeing him in the rehearsal studio preparing for Thriller, I didn't get to see that till in the 2000s.
Exactly, but
and
that,
it came out in the 80s.
That's what made Beyonce's Coachella performance on Netflix. I felt like that's what made it even better.
Because she showed all the work that went into it after having twins.
After having the twins. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that made it better because it was like, she was like, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't eating.
Mm-hmm.
She was eating very little because she was trying to get in her costume. She was like, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would say that. They were just like, oh my God, look at Beyonce. She looks amazing. But come on. She couldn't even, she was doing the steps. She's like, this is my first rehearsal since having the twins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that part, it's going to cost you something.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you want something for nothing.
Ooh,
it's almost
creepy about that.
I was going to say wicked.
It is. That would be the perfect terminology to want something that you have not worked for.
How it's almost like you're fraudulent. I would look crazy going into a meeting about something I don't know about, right? I'm not even in the industry. It's like if I'm in an oil and gas meeting.
Mm-hmm.
What? And I'm sitting there acting like I know everything. And they're like, oh, I'm talking about, I want an oil and gas check. I don't know nothing about oil and gas. Hello?
Yeah.
I need to go learn.
There's something creepy about that.
Mm-hmm.
To really like want something that you haven't put sweat in, equity in, time
think
in.
Think about the girl who went viral with the Hawk 2.
What's that?
A girl. Let me just say this. She went viral for a street video she did with some people that do street videos. You know, they go up to say, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have all the parameters of what she did, but she talked about, they call a Hawk 2 girl. That's just, I'm going to put that out there.
Okay. What's a Hawk 2?
I don't want to go into that on this show.
Okay.
So we're going to stop. Google it.
Okay.
But
whoa. Don't
Google
it.
Thank you for that, Spider.
Spider said don't Google it. Okay. Don't Google it.
Okay.
Don't do it because it may come up all kind of crazy stuff. Anyway, she went viral and then she had a Bitcoin or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I'm not into Bitcoins. I don't know anything about it, but I believe like there's a case open with the SEC. Like people got scammed out of money allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And she went viral and people thought she was the expert on cryptocurrency. It doesn't go
work that way.
It
yeah.
doesn't. So it's like no one vetted that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're moving off of popularity, off of vetting, off of facts and circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do better.
So she went. She went viral for this Hawk 2, and then that turned into her trying to go viral again,
or her trying to capitalize on this overnight success.
Because so
I don't think
her own Bitcoin.
Correct. But I don't think she was in the Bitcoin business before she created a Bitcoin. I felt like she was like, oh, I got a hit. I done got people that know who I am. Mm-hmm. And now I'm this foremost expert on whatever.
Right.
And I feel like that is not.
The pressure of trying to sustain viral turned her into a fraudulent Bitcoin business.
Allegedly. because I don't have the details. I say allegedly. I don't know. And I know it'll all come out in the wash because, you know, I mean, if it's a government case, they're going to find out what they need to find out. You know, these are people's hard earned money. You know, they probably went into it thinking, oh, you know,
there's a level of fandom here. There's a level she's recognizable. Mm-hmm. And so that's enough for me to invest in her crypto business.
Exactly.
And on that note.
Well, but and I have to say this because, as we wrap out, because we have to give the keys, right?
Let's give them. I love our keys.
But let's, as a whole, whether your business or personal, let's really focus on sustained success.
Yes.
And that requires consistent effort.
Yes.
Dedication.
Mm-hmm.
And a deep understanding of what you're doing.
I agree. And I think if we, I like that, Kalisha, I like that key because I think it's important to me to, I think enough people are not posed the question, is this sustainable?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you're going to get tired. You're going to be like, I can't do this anymore. This is no longer sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
How many times can I dance on a TikTok video? You know, like how does that work?
I have to say this too, though. And let me say this. Mm-hmm. I believe in the age of the social media and the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Potential filmmakers.
Totally.
That didn't know that that's what they were.
I would agree. I would agree.
And I feel like if they take that talent and capitalize on it,
mm-hmm.
and really dedicate effort and time to it, not trying to go viral.
Just
having to sustain and enhance their creativity.
They'll go somewhere. It'll go somewhere.
It will literally go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are in the industry that are not internet viral famous and you're like, how in the world did this internet star get agency? Don't go off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at that. Don't be like, oh my God, how did they get to this place when I'm trying to get there this way? And they they went viral and they're there,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have any credentials. They don't have the same credentials that I have. How are they there?
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at that.
Okay.
Don't, everybody's journey is going to be different.
Facts.
Because some people can get there and then learn.
Facts.
And create great art and do whatever it is. What I want to encourage people to do is patience is important because it allows for you to become the person and the leader that you are meant to be in whatever industry that you're in.
I agree.
And however you end up in that industry, if it's whether going viral or you now find yourself in the Bitcoin industry, I'm going to tell you what she's about to learn now if there's a case open against her.
Mm-hmm.
She about to learn how to do Bitcoin, right? So and hopefully there's no jail time with that, but then she can turn it around and be like, let me tell you, I know what not to do.
Okay.
So, and the people who were harmed in that, I pray that they're made whole, and that's what our justice system is supposed to do. But I just want to say patience is where it's at, because if you look at the stories, nothing changes. Bernie Madoff, he overnight success. He on the cover of the NASDAQ magazine. He was a board member.
His hustle was not overnight.
It wasn't real.
It wasn't real, but his hustle was very methodical.
But it was very methodical. But if you look at the documentary,
it all came out in the
wash. But it was kind of like overnight. This guy was like, who is this guy posting these type of returns?
Okay, that's fair.
Right. And that guy, shout out to that guy. Because he was like, this is impossible. He said it was mathematically impossible.
Shout out to the people that see what's really happening.
And okay.
I'm serious.
I am too.
Which is why, so in your key for patience,
mm-hmm.
even if, let's say you go viral, you have this successful viral moment overnight, I do believe in one's journey, they are going to have to face the fact they're going to have to slow down.
You're going to have to slow down.
Whether it was before the success
yep.
or after.
Yep.
Something's going to have to like bring you to a halt to mm-hmm. be like, okay, let me assess all this. How can I handle this? Mm-hmm. How can I sustain this? How can I make this work for my best benefit? You know what I'm saying? There's going to have to be a level of opportunity where you have to be patient so you can think.
And if you go viral yes. and it makes you some money, mm-hmm. take that money and then do what you really love. If viral going viral just wasn't what you really wanted
Ooh,
to do.
That's a good nugget.
But it was something that helped you to go viral. Think about the guy who made MySpace, Tom.
Tom, yes.
Remember MySpace?
I do.
He sold that and went on and did his own, what he wants to do. I mm-hmm. think it's photography or whatever. Wonderful. So what I'm saying is that if it's something that you built up to sell and it goes great and you can sell it and go back and do what you love, do that. Mm-hmm. If you go viral by mistake or if you go viral on purpose, and there is study that's saying it's almost like trying to win a lottery going viral.
My God.
It doesn't happen to everybody. So yeah. it's like, maybe not try to go viral, maybe just try to give the best of whatever it is that you have to give.
And if it just happens to take off.
Exactly. Wonderful. And another yeah. key is take those necessary social media, even television breaks. Mm-hmm. Take those necessary breaks. Even if you are a creator or a consumer, mm-hmm. take a break.
It's necessary. It's necessary. We are in information overload. We take in so much. There has to be a release. What's the release?
And it's bite-sized information. Mm-hmm. It's like some people will take a piece of a story and run with it, and it ain't even the whole story.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, can I get the article? Can I see the court filing that was on mm-hmm. that? Like, you know, you have to do that because you can't look for these viral moments mm-hmm. to push out things into the space. And some of the stuff that we're pushing out is harmful, hurtful, dangerous.
You mean just as the internet collectively?
Yes. You cannot get your advice, medical advice, from somebody that ain't a doctor.
And on that note,
thank y'all for listening to It Doesn't Work That Way.
Thank you so much.
I want you guys to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Kashelle, as always, I love sitting across from you and talking.
You are the most You are so incredible.
Come on, friend.
If I had to podcast with anybody.
Anybody?
Anybody. You number one.
Me?
You.
It. Me?
You.
Because I. Me.
You. I ain't looking for nobody else. I'm not.
Chow.
I have the
You ain't trying to cancel me off the podcast and replace me with somebody?
Never.
Ever.
The synergy.
I mean.
The authenticity.
Chow.
Thank you.
Thank you, friend. Hey, whenever I'm down.
Hey.
I call on you, my friend.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't know the rest.
The vocal Bible. Mm-mm-mm. Y'all better shout out the vocal Bible. Shout out to Brandy. Don't play with Brandy. She been a staple. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank
we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.